gentleman by the name of John Renton. I'm called Half In, Half Out, new album. With, let's see, the only person I'd heard of before, John Hartford. On that, kind of a nice, easygoing album. Something you don't expect too much. Today you see a lot of other kinds. Going to a store, there's one of these wild covers and things, and you just aren't too certain. This isn't quite that way. Nice for a change, I guess. Of course, if there was, if everybody's making albums like that, then the Strangio albums would be the ones that would be nice for a change. Oh, well, who knows. It's the kind of thing it does to you, walking to the rain here. I don't know if you've seen that commercial they have on TV. I just saw it the first time tonight watching the hockey game, which fortunately came out the right way, Buffalo winning. Game commercial for the bank where the guy steps off the curb and it's raining out and it looks like a little puddle and he goes down about 6 feet over his head. Disappears. That kind of happened to me here. Not quite, just my right foot up to, well, past the ankle, we'll say. Gave it a nice burial at sea, with the flag draped over the foot and everything. It's, you want to go check it out. It's out on Linwood. Linwood and, I don't know, Barker, something of that nature. I salute my foot as it's floating there in the puddle. And I limped the rest of the way here. My name is Eric Traver. After all that, I'll be here till 6 o'clock in the morning here at WBUF 93, where we shall now continue with another new album. It's called Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. This is Elton John. You nearly had me roped and tied.
agent came who wanted to know what he could say on every occasion that always would be so.
Illusion, always changing. Thank you.
Eddie Harris, I Do Need Some Money, the title song. That music, like what's on the album, it ought to get him some pretty most commercial, I guess, stuff that Eddie Harris has come up with. A bit of a cry from the Les McCann Eddie Harris compared to what? That stage of a few years back, a temporary thing. For that Isotope, Spanish Sun, we heard Tom Rapp, Pearls Before Swine, and Elton John from his new album song called Someone Save My Life Tonight. Due to a scheduling problem, the Wednesday, May 28th and Thursday, the 29th, the Lynyrd Skynyrd dates are being changed to Friday the 30th and Saturday the 31st, but still staying at 8 o'clock, and naturally still in the New Century Theater. All tickets, if you have tickets for the Wednesday show, bring them to the Friday show, be able to get in. If you have tickets for the Thursday show, come on out to the Saturday show. Good tickets still available for both Skynyrd dates at all Ticketron locations, which include Man 2, Purchase Radio, Fantastic, Hangarers Festival in the Statler, D'Amico's in the Falls, Sam's in St. Catharines and Niagara Falls, and Fredonia College. Lynyrd Skynyrd moved from Wednesday the 28th and Thursday the 29th to Friday and Saturday the 30th and the 31st, still at the New Century Theater. This is WBUF Stereo with a new album from Elvin Bishop.
Mighty good. Thank you.
group called Quartermass from an album about, let's see, about 6 years old now, I guess it is. Two-thirds of Quartermass now being the group behind Sean Phillips, most notably Peter Robinson, keyboard player, who is actually very good. Sometimes he just gets a little carried away with himself. And also in conjunction with Quartermass, Tomita from Pictures at an Exhibition, not before that, but intermix there, or a little around the drum solo part, a little bit afterwards. Just kind of making a spacey amalgamation of confusion and fun and stuff like that. For a rainy night, what better thing to do than cloud up people's minds? Sea Train, Marblehead Messenger, the title song from the album, and Elvin Bishop calling all cows. Gary Etage Hairparlor, it's phone number 884-5524. It's on Elmwood Avenue between North and Allen. What Gary does at Taj Hairparlor is haircutting and styling, obviously, but he tries a unique approach to it, more unique than most. Anyway, you'll walk in and he doesn't just start snipping away. You just kind of, you do there, what he likes to do is sit the person down, sit you down, the individual, down, talk to them, get an idea of what they had in mind for the kind of haircut you would like. He'll give you an idea of what he can do, tell you what he thinks would look good, and kind of discuss it for a little while, and proceed from there. It's kind of a two-way thing at Taj Hair Parlor. Gary's honest, he won't do anything, he won't promise anything, and he won't do anything that he cannot do. Promises only a good haircut and a style that would fit you naturally, that conforms to what you and he have discussed previously. So why not give Gary a call at Taj Hair Parlor? Call for an appointment. His telephone number, 884-5524. The number once again, 884-5524. Gary at Taj Hair Parlor, Elmwood Avenue between North and Allen. Approximately 200 fellowships of $3,500 to $10,000 will be awarded to artists in New York State by the Creative Artist Public Service Program of 1975-76. CAPS, a statewide arts service organization, will fund artists in 12 fields, including painting, photography, music, composition, poetry, prose, graphics, film, video, sculpture, playwriting, choreography, and mixed media. Applications must be filed by June 30th. Call or write CAPS at 250 West 57th Street, New York City, 10019. That's the Creative Artists Public Service Program. 250 West 57th Street, New York City, 10019.
Stereo at 93, WBUF Buffalo. She gives it away at the edge of her eyes. Didn't I see the sunshine through the rain before? Well, she's crying and she knows it. She's crying and she shows it on the outside now. Whatever happened to the girl that was? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out here. Sooner or later, she told me. that I'm in love again, and truly this time. There's nothing at home but to hold me. The city's just great, and the world treats me fine. Didn't she think that I'd heard that old refrain before? But she's lying, and she knows it. But she's lying, and she shows it on the outside now. Whatever happened to the girl that was? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out here.
bad enough, couldn't get much worse. No, it just don't stand a reason, and it's about to drive me mad. I wonder why. I wonder why. Must the good love go bad?
Buzz Skaggs at WBUF 93. Before that, we were listening to Johnny Winter, Yours and I'm Hers, from his first album from a few years back. About six, I guess it is now. Crazy Horse, Dirty Dirty album out around the same time. And David Bromberg from a new album, so-called Nobodies. The 18th annual Allentown, A-L-L, that's not A-W, A-L-L-E-N-T-O-W-N Outdoor Art Festival will feature the works of 400 artists and craftsmen from across the U.S. and Canada, as well as from Western New York.